what it takes.
Pippa Jimmy Morning, Hit 93.5. That one, Imagine Dragons. It's called Whatever It Takes. We do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. And if you go large for any Big Mac meal, you get a free Coke glass. You can go full summer with Macca's right now. Pippa, it's time for our summer life hacks.
It is, and today we're doing summer life hacks for getting away with watching the cricket while you're working.
Now, this is a good one because there's nothing like being at work and you go, I wish I was at home chilling with a can of VB watching the cricket.
That's right. So we've got your three top hacks for getting away with watching it in the office. First one, and I quite like this one, Jimmy. It's currently 7:40. Most businesses don't open until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Just get in early this morning and just do a bit of a rearrange of the furniture around the office and move your desk really close to the telly if you've got one in there.
That is a great idea because you do a rearrange and then you claim that it was like some sort of HR rearrange.
That's right. You know I was just the first one in here. I didn't do it. I just got the memo from HR.
I like it because when everyone else gets in, you're sitting at your new desk.
Right in front of the telly.
Right in front of the telly. And you exclaim, isn't this new setup unusual?
Yeah, different. I mean, not complaining, but I mean, it wasn't up to me. I guess you just got to follow the rules. Rules are rules. Second one is, on days like today, you may just need to take some extended toilet breaks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just bring your phone in with you, you know, download the app or stream it online just to keep updated with the score.
I've got the app for it, so I like doing that. Like yesterday, I was watching that Paul McCartney story on 7:30 report.
Oh, right.
And then I was also sitting there watching the cricket, keeping the left eye on the cricket.
Perfect. Yeah. Exactly. Extended toilet breaks. Great way
to... No one will know. It's rude to ask what you're doing in the toilet.
And as if someone's going to ask you, about your extended toilet breaks, no one wants to really know about your bowel movements, so no one's going to go there.
No.
People might just think you're a little bit unwell and just leave you to your own devices. Perfect.
I actually had a mate who told me that he took so many toilet breaks that his boss pulled him in once and was like, mate, we need to talk. Like, you're not in trouble or anything, but are you okay?
Are you okay? What was he doing? Just watching the cricket, obviously.
Playing Candy Crush.
Oh, of course. Third one, I quite like this one for the summer life hacks for getting away for watching the cricket while you're at work, is if your photocopier or scanner is in the near vicinity of your television at work, you need to come up with an excuse to photocopy a 557-page document.
Oh, that's great.
Because then you're stuck there for a decent amount of time.
Oh, and you know what you need to do? While you're photocopying it, make sure you've only got like a dozen pieces of paper in the tray.
Yes.
And then you know, in between overs, out of paper.
I've got to go and get another ream of paper. Yeah. Sorry, I'll be right back.
Pop a few more in. Oh, suddenly, is this a jam? I can't tell if this is a jam.
No, we need to replace the ink cartridge in the photocopier.
Oh, goodness, I have to wait here 8 hours for the ink cartridge guy to turn up.
I'm going to get quite a few overs in that time as well. Perfect.
There you go. If you want to watch cricket at work and get away with it, they are your top three tips. What are they? Go to the toilet, move your desk and...
Do some photocopying. Who's going to argue with some photocopying? You're going to look productive as heck.
Yeah.
Your boss can't argue with that.
Absolutely not. Carrie Bickmorin. I don't deserve it. You look perfect. How is that? Ed Sheeran teaming up with Beyonce. It's called Perfect off Ed's new album.
What a duet.
Morning, everyone.
That's just heaven in your ears, isn't it?
Hey, let us know what you think. Become a VIP, hit.com.au. But right now, Pippa, it is time to talk about social media for children.
Now, this can be a little bit of a minefield wading into this topic.
Absolutely.
And Facebook haven't held back. They're not shy about it because they have launched a new version of its Messenger app that is aimed specifically at children.
Oh, yep. Now, I saw this because it said Facebook for Kids. And I opened it up thinking, oh my gosh, because I think it's 14 years old before you can make a Facebook account.
Yes.
So they've made a new app for kids that's designed just for them. And now the only way the kids can actually get on there is if they sign up through their parents' account.
That's right.
And all the contacts that they have on their Messenger for Kids app have to be approved by their parents and can be monitored by their parents.
This is something that's currently being trialled in the US as a standalone app for a smartphone or tablet that is controlled by the parents' Facebook account, as you said, Jimmy. And it's been designed to enable children to safely video chat and message friends friends and family, and has been developed in consultation with parents and safety experts. So they've actually gone to parents of kids and child safety experts and workshopped this through with them.
Absolutely. I think we did a similar sort of topic about something like this a few months ago, and most parents were like, sort of had the opinion they wanted to just keep an eye on what their kids were doing. So this sort of a thing keeps an eye, you can keep an eye on what your kids are doing. But we wanted to open the question up because social media used to be for older kids, so, you know, once you've well and truly become a teenager. Now it's for younger kids as well. We want to put an age on it, the age of 10 years old, Pippa.
Do you think 10 years old is too young for kids to be on social media? Because we all know that parents are increasingly allowing their kids to use their tablets and their smartphones, but often people have questions and concerns about how their kids use them, which apps are appropriate. No. So what do you reckon, guys?
Absolutely. All opinions are welcome. Do you think 10 years old is too young to be on social media? What we're going to do, Pippa, quickly jump to an ad break. Straight out of the break, we are going to take your calls. 13, 12, 16. Carrie
Bickmore. Hit 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning everyone. If you've just joined us, 8:23 current time, 16 degrees, just ticked 8:24 in fact. And Pippa, Facebook have released a new messenger app. It is targeted at children. Now, there is safeguards though. Parents, it was designed by parents with safety experts, and the parents control and can monitor everything.
That's right. We're asking, do you think that 10 years old is too young for kids to be on social media?
When I was 10 years old, Pippa, I had no idea what social media was.
Not a clue.
Actually, I guess MSN Messenger may have been social media.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because when I was 13, I was then allowed to get my first ever Hotmail account and download MSN Messenger. I became a teenager. The exact same time I was able to get my ears pierced.
Oh.
Really came into my own that year as the woman.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. What was it like? Pippa is cool, 1989.
Almost famous underscore Pippa at hotmail.com.
Send her an email now.
Yep.
13, 12, 16, we are taking your calls right now. Still time to get your opinion on the radio. Do you think 10 years old is too young for someone to be on social media? Beck, what do you reckon about this one?
I think it is, but I think they should be outside playing.
Yeah,
but they're on all the games these days anyway, so.
Yeah. Now, the new Facebook Messenger app, Beck, it allows parents to monitor everything that happens on there. So do you think you'd be a bit more comfortable if you could monitor what your kids were doing on social media?
Yeah, I guess I'd be more comfortable, but I still don't think that they should be on the Messenger at 10.
Absolutely.
I reckon they should just be outside playing in the sandpit.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, people, what's it saying on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page?
On our interactive poll that you can take part in at any time, 93% of people are saying way too young for a 10-year-old kid to be on social media.
Really?
Even if it is a messenger app that's aimed at kids.
Okay,
there you go. Yeah. Dubbo and the Central West have spoken.
There you go. 93%.
Quite overwhelming response.
Pippa, Jimmy on the air. 8:26, morning. Yeah, morning everyone. This is Lau. I like me better. You're on with Pippa and Jimmy. How you doing, everyone? 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. Go grab the all-new Big Mac BLT. Go full summer with Macca's. 3, 2, 1.
Lights. Here we go with camera.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
He is the man with all the movie knowledge. It's Mr. Shane A. Bassett. Welcome to our special Christmas edition today, Shane A.
Oh, it's excellent to be here. Always love talking movies, but when it comes to Christmas, it's such a great selection.
Oh, we're feeling very festive here in the studio, Shane. Talk us through some of your favourite all-time Christmas films.
Oh, look, this is one of the hardest things I ever have to do, and people ask me all the time. But my number one is, well, won't give it a number one, but I always like to suggest it, is Elf.
Yeah.
Elf.
Oh, Will Ferrell is just fantastic in this, and it was a little movie that got released with a little fanfare. Not a lot of people knew about it, not like the big Hollywood blockbusters. And it turned into such a great family hit.
And Shane A, what's your number two there?
Oh, there's a classic. Oh, and a lot of families watch it every year. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Chevy Chase.
Very family friendly, that one, isn't it?
Yep.
It is, and it's on television, I get it, all the time, but you need to own your own copy, sit around the TV and watch it as a family. It is, you can just quote it. It's very, very funny.
Fantastic. The National Lampoon.
Have you seen that one, Jimmy?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you'd love it, mate.
Chevy Chase is just fantastic in it. I mean, you can take or leave him at times too, but I think that movie really is the top of his list when it comes to comedy.
It is a classic, most definitely.
Fantastic. We're talking with Shane A. Bassett, movie analysis here on the show right now about the top Christmas movies of all time. Shane A, what's your last pick for this year?
This one is an odd one because it's a little bit scary for little children. It's called A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, is it a Tim Burton one?
It is a Tim Burton stop motion animation. But it's got such a big heart and it's got a lovely story.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic. Shane, thanks for sharing your top three today for Christmas 2017.
You're welcome. And I would like to know what movies that you guys might watch over Christmas.
Oh, okay. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yes.
Very funny film, Tim the Toolman.
There's three of those, but you're right. Tim the Toolman. The first one is really good.
And I must say, the sequels, two and three, aren't bad for sequels. I think they did pretty well. And Jimmy, what's your pick?
You know, Pippa Shane A, I'm going to go really typical because I love my Christmas rom-coms. I'm all about Christmas rom-com. I do.
I didn't pick this about you.
Lately, I've been watching Bridget Jones. I've been watching The Holiday. But I'm going to go Love Actually, Shane A. Bassett.
Why am I not surprised, Jimmy? I know you very well. I had a feeling you were going to say Love Actually. Just a beautiful movie.
Such a classic. I just don't know if it's ever going to get old. Because every year it comes on and you're like, yes!
Love Actually.
Come on!
There's a great one with Sandra Bullock called While You Were Sleeping that's set around Christmas time too. That's a great romantic one.
I'll write that one down, Shane A. Hey, with Shane A. Bassett with the top Christmas flicks of 2017. You've got 20 days to get as many in as possible before it's eventually socially unacceptable to watch Christmas movies again.
Have a binge.
Shane Bassett, thanks for joining the show.
Never socially unacceptable to watch a Christmas movie in my eyes. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Our absolute pleasure, mate. Hey, if anyone wants to call and tell us their favourite Christmas movie.
Oh, please. We could just wax lyrical on Christmas movies for days.
13, 12, 16.
Hits like this. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb.
Yeah, what up, Central West? Pippa Jimmy on the air. We do it thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Go grab the all-new Big Mac BLT. Go full summer with Macca's and Pippa. We've reached the end of the show.
We have.
And it's the time of the day where if you want to have your say on anything we've talked about on the show today, give us a call, 13 12 16. What's been on the show? We've had smelly socks. A guy got arrested in India for...
incredibly smelly socks on a bus.
He took his shoes and socks off, which should be a crime.
Went rogue. It is a crime. Social media in kids is 10 years old too young because Facebook have just launched a messenger app for kids.
Summer life hacks as well. Cricket.
Yeah, watching the cricket while it works. Shane A. Bassett with the ultimate Christmas movies.
You've got an ultimate Christmas movie. Yeah, if you want to have your comment on anything we spoke about, right now is the time to call 13 12 16. And in fact, Pippa, I've got Jade on the line at the moment. Jade's called up because she heard you at about 6:25 talk, actually 6:35 talk about how you crashed the Hit Squad yesterday.
Oh my gosh, I'm mortified. My car broke down on Friday afternoon, so I'm borrowing the Hit Squad and I tried to park it in my garage yesterday and I scraped and dinged the side of it.
Jay, don't you feel terrible for Pippa?
I do, Pippa. I feel your pain as well. I came rushing home one day from the bank and pulled my car into my driveway, put it into neutral.
As you do.
Thought I put my handbrake on to go inside, give my partner the car, and I heard an almighty bang. My car had rolled out of my driveway because the handbrake wasn't on, over to my neighbour's yard across the road and hit the side of their house.
Oh, please tell me you're friends with your neighbours. Please tell me that you have drinks and a nice Christmas light party at the end of every year.
Something like that. He was very understanding and we sorted it out. But I've got to say, my heart oh my goodness, it dropped, and the guilt, and no one was harder on me than me.
Oh, you just tear strips off yourself, don't you, Jade? You're the worst.
Sure,
you feel like the worst human to have ever walked the planet.
Absolutely. You can't even trust yourself to a certain extent, but you know what? You just take it on the chin and you learn from it. And I now make sure my handbrake is the first thing that goes on as soon as I'm in my driveway.
I know exactly what you mean. Hey, when it rolled down your driveway, did it actually have to cross a road or did it sort of do a weird maneuver?
Had to cross a road.
It had to cross a road, but we're in a lane, so it was nothing massive.
Yeah.
About 2-3 metres, but it did roll back. And I'm so glad it only nicked the side of the house, but still... Oh, my goodness.
Because you start thinking about what could have happened if there was kids around or what could have happened if there was someone walking past. Exactly.
That is
worst
absolutely.
Nightmare. And, Jade, look at you now. You're behind the wheel of a motor vehicle as you're talking to us. Full confidence. I'm so encouraged.
On my way home from work.
Oh, well done, Jade. Round of applause.
Jade, you
have, lovely people.
You have made me feel so much better about scraping the work car. And you know what? If I get any stick from my boss today, I'm just going to give him your number and go talk to Jade. She'll back me up.
That's right. Absolutely. You guys rock. You're doing an amazing job and I love listening to you in the morning.
Oh, you're absolutely fantastic. And Jade, thank you so much for calling. Remember, anytime, any reason you want to comment on something we've said on the show, Pippa, you can give us a call 13 12 16.
Love chatting to our listeners.
Oh, we absolutely do. Well, that looks like it's time up for us today.
That's a wrap for your Tuesday.
Absolutely. You up to much, Savo?
Well, maybe I will watch a Christmas movie today.
Well, you know what?
After Shanae's recommendations.
I fell asleep halfway through Bridget Jones's Diary, the second one, yesterday.
Must have been riveting. Must have been a real eye-opener.
Her and Colin Firth had just had a big argument about the way he was a royal snob at the wedding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, fell asleep. So I'm going to pick that one back up when I get home.
Well, enjoy that.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the cricket as well, guys. And we'll see you back tomorrow morning from 6.
Bye.
Bye.